Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Carmen and Yurko.
Hello there.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to our guest today, Chuck Arfine. Every Friday at 1, he joins us for some White Sox talk. And thank you to Jesse Rogers. Great job by Tyler Aki today.
Tyler's the best.
Tyler's the man. Randy Merkin,
he's like 12,
well,
but he's like a Superman child.
He's a good-looking kid, too.
He is. He needs a haircut. I would say he needs a haircut.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, if you were living in my house and you were my son, which very like, I mean, could be, you know, age-wise, I'd just say, hey, Tyler, you know what?
Do you think he's the son you never knew?
Do you think chop yourself?
Do you want me to cut your hair?
Go for it.
Do you think Tyler could be the son you never thought you had?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very talented, very courteous,
yeah.
very skilled young man. So he could not be mine. There's no chance.
Adam Abdallah in for, I see Adam right now on Twitch.
I am melancholy I'm tilting on melancholy right now.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You know why.
Hawks?
No, he's getting sentimental.
This is the Hawks. Oh, bite your tongue.
Oh,
I'm going to say
Adam
something different.
Because why? I mean,
what the
it's our last crosstalk.
What the F is going on with you?
Last crosstalk. I got
obviously,
you.
I know where I rank with you.
Last crosstalk.
Yes.
I didn't think I ranked that high for you. I thought maybe it was something with Abdallah. I don't know.
No, this is our last crosstalk.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time Tommy's ever worked with an Egyptian. It's very special.
That's not true. We've worked together quite a bit.
I know you have. I'm being a smart aleck.
You are being a smart aleck, and I'm going to miss your smartassnessness.
Thank you.
Tommy, listen, you never know. Things change, baby.
I know. Listen, my mind's open.
Again someday.
Yeah, no doubt, but for the time being, this is it. Yeah. And I'm melancholy.
I know.
I think we should all have a drink.
Well, that's fine by me.
I'd love to have a cocktail.
I do.
I'm just saying.
I do love these 20 minutes, these 15, 20 minutes. It'll be missed. I don't know
Why do you think I'm bringing it up? I mean, like, I have no interest in focusing on the Blackhawks or the Cubs' greatness or the White Sox.
or your poor Reds.
Or my Reds suck. or you know, I know A-Rob
my greatness.
The Bulls finally did something that we all expected and hoped that they would do. But the thing that's at the top of my brain is this goodbye.
Yeah, well, let's make it a good one. Merck wants to do some birthdays. Should we do that to have
fun?
Well,
there goes the good one. Yeah. Well, we need some birthdays.
Take it easy there, Chan.
Bayern has already scored. Is it pronounced Bayern Munich?
Bayern Munchen.
What do we got, Champions League?
Thomas
Müller. Looks like he's got himself a goal.
Got the money line and the over.
Thomas Müller.
Let's do this.
Isn't that kind of like a John Smith type of name here in the States?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Thomas Müller in Germany.
You might as well be John Smith. Yeah. Right, absolutely. No doubt about it.
Well, and here you go. This is what you have. All Barcelona's really looking for is an away goal.
Yeah.
That's what this game's here.
They just went the night over.
If you can get one or two away goals and, you know, keep it 1-1, 2-2.
Are the discos open in Germany right now?
Oh, yeah.
Disco. Okay, so they're just looking for this game to end. They're looking for triple zeros so they can go to the disco.
Disco.
Melancholy, Carm. I would be doing a slow dance with my head down if we were dancing to today's last crosstalk.
If we were slow dancing together.
We were slow dancing right now. If this was a slow dance, I'd have my head down, probably weeping.
Boy, you know you're bringing me down here.
I'm just saying. What do you, I mean? Like, look, this is you know.
How long have we been doing it? How long have we been doing?
A long time,
like 5 years,
yeah.
6 years, yeah, maybe more. Gosh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think we should concentrate on doing a quality crosstalk rather than reminiscing about the past.
Yeah. No. What is your favorite moment from crosstalk over the last 5 or 6 years?
Oh, when Gio pulled the plug.
Oh, that was great.
Gio pulled the plug.
Yeah. How about when Carl...
The best is when Abdallah was, like, carrying him out of the studio under his arm, like he was a...
I don't know how to carry kids.
Like a briefcase.
I don't want to get accused of anything.
One of the other most memorable was when we were talking about the college football playoff system, and Carmen called me a defensive back and wanted to fight, leaving the studio. And I'm like, really? What are you, yeah. Like, this is just a sports conversation,
yeah,
Carl.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I do remember
that. Yeah, I mean, we've had some good ones. Sylvie's right, too. There were moments when the good kid would just wear him out.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wear him out. And then they kind of, they had like a,
we bonded.
It was like a peace conversation that
we
occurred.
Bonded.
And then, yeah, and
what
then all
a
of
conversation.
A sudden,
it was a look.
Yeah.
We exchanged glances.
He looked at you with sad puppy dog eyes and said,
and
no
I
more.
Felt, and I felt
no
to
more.
Myself, Yurko, you've been a tad bit mean, maybe. Yeah. Yurko, you're a meanie. A meanie. You're a bad man.
You're a mean one.
You're Mr. Grinch. I'm not. Okay, listen. I'm being serious right now. This has been one of the most enjoyable parts of being here at ESPN 1000 for me for the last X number of years was being able to share the stage with you guys for 20 minutes a day.
Yeah, it's like...
So I'm going to miss it in all seriousness.
One of the highlights of my radio career, honest. I'm not kidding.
Me too.
Like, it's like been one of the most fun things we've done. I do agree with
it's
that.
Like there's no script. You know,
no,
like if we could do... I truly believe that the four of us... And I don't mean to be ignoring you, Adam. I've got plenty of time
here.
For you
I'm
here
just
in
here.
A second.
It's
I believe
fine.
The four of us could have done four straight hours, like every single day,
oh, yeah.
Without a syllabus, without a topic, without
Nothing.
Anything.
Nothing.
And that, to me, is the essence of good radio. When you don't, you come in and you don't know what each other's going to say, and you just riff off of each other.
That's right. It's been very spontaneous.
I'm going to need a rag to wipe my tears.
Wow. Hopefully we have something for you.
He doesn't care over there.
I've got a read for you.
You're probably looking for, you know, a horse to bet on this weekend.
No, I'm watching the 94 Packers-Bears game.
It's been
the one in the monsoon.
That.
So was I,
yeah.
Tommy. I'm looking for you.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I was probably covered in mud.
Probably.
I think we all were.
Yeah.
That one sucked.
I just watched Gardocki shank a punt. But that was a lot of wind, a lot of sleet.
Yeah,
that was par for the course that day. I remember watching your quarterback throw the ball, and it just got caught up in the wind and landed in the arms like it had a parachute right in the hands
crazy.
Of Bryce Pop.
It is the most – I've played in some games where there was a bunch of snow. That was the worst conditions.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel – I'd rather be cold but somewhat dry than be, like, wet – And like when in that game, you were drenched head to toe.
Yes,
it was
you were.
Just above 32 degrees.
It was brutal.
And we massacred you guys.
Yeah, you did.
That was just a that beating. Was the,
oh, it's 1-1?
We just got an own goal.
You just got you guys.
Own goal.
I see on the Twitch chat, everybody's lighting it up. Barcelona scored again. So
it was an own goal, though. He was trying to clear it out and just.
Yeah, but you guys have the over, you said, in that game,
I have
right?
the over, but I also have Bayern. So,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
I don't have any whatever.
Did he kick the ball into another player and it went into net?
No. The player tried to clear it over the net.
Over
and
the
it
crossbar,
went,
kicked it in his goal?
Yeah, over the crossbar, kicked it into
he
his own goal.
He definitely wants to get to the disco.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I had $20 yesterday on Kane to score the first goal and $20 on Kane just to have a goal.
Mm.
No he nice. Had some as you
he had the most brilliant pass.
I was going to say, as you diagrammed so eloquently yesterday on Twitter, he had some beautiful helpers, but no goals.
Dude, that pass, so that's my new segment is, I can't say it on the radio, but I can't.
I love it. I love the fact that you just.
Bleeping A, that was awesome, eh? Yeah, I don't know if you like that, but I mean, that goal, you want to see what world class looks like. Like, never, that puck was on edge, too.
Yeah.
It never. Never touches his forehand. He can't, obviously. Just all backhand control. The puck's on edge.
Oh,
he settles it. His head is up. He whips that puck across to the weak side, and it's a tap-in goal for Dylan Strome.
It's unbelievable.
He is magic. I mean, he's just pure magic.
Is that the
biter?
Yeah, that's Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, I wasn't
Suarez?
Ignoring you, Carm. I was
no,
just watching.
Just,
I was doing both.
Yeah, you got money on that game.
If
you had the over in the Colorado-Arizona game, the hockey game that's on now, that's looking good. There's four goals already.
You're kidding
way.
Me.
I've never been more down about cashing an over than in yesterday's Blackhawks game.
I know.
I was like, oh, yes. Oh,
they lose.
Damn it.
I know.
They
you're
lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon in August, and we're watching playoff hockey and Champions
League. It's
a different world.
Hey, is the NBA bubble about to burst?
Why? I don't think so. Why?
Well, they're going to open the doors and anybody's allowed
visits.
In.
Yeah.
I mean, like, listen, all of
and
the...
And World Wide West.
Yeah.
World Wide West and conjugal visits.
I'm not hoping for it, don't get me wrong, but, like, when you let your guard down a little bit, especially with a pandemic, there's a chance that all the wonderful things that have been said about this NBA bubble may... the tenor may change.
See, I don't think so. I think that they've been extremely careful about everything, about letting people out and letting people in and having.
But Adam, nobody's been allowed in.
No, people have left though. Like Zion
a handful,
left.
Five people.
Okay, but still, what's the difference between Zion leaving and then bringing people in?
They're
still
Williams.
As long as they go through the same amount of testing and same amount of quarantine, it's the same thing. But it is
the theory of big numbers, right? Isn't that what it is? Because you're talking five there. Now we're talking about hundreds. So the likelihood of
It's going to be hundreds. I don't think it's going to be as many people as you think.
I hope not.
I honestly believe that some of these guys are going to be like, look, I'm playing really well because I don't have any distractions.
Hey, baby, why don't you just stay at home?
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a few weeks.
Hey, but baby, cold outside.
But then you better not get busted, you know, calling the other number on your phone.
That's
right. You can't bring anybody in. So you know that I'm...
Yeah, you can.
No, you're not... You have to prove that
put them on
you
a
have
list.
A...
How do you prove that, like...
Here's pictures of us together.
Oh, stop. This is my point. Is the NBA bubble about to burst?
That's his point.
Right.
I don't think it's going to.
I hope not. I'm just wondering now that...
It's one more month.
Change.
We can't be fine for one more month.
Do you really want to risk it?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, why would you want to risk it?
Damian Lillard said he's been playing better because he wakes up, plays basketball, goes to sleep. Wakes up, plays basketball, goes to sleep.
Okay, but
you think he's going to have to worry about taking his kids on Space Mountain?
People were not allowed to come in until now. Now they are allowed to come in.
That's making a little Johnny a dull boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can't work.
It's winning Johnny a championship is what it might do.
Okay. Listen.
Oh,
I thought you of all people.
No, not Portland, but.
The young guy here, I thought you would be more concerned than anyone, knowing
listen,
that
I've gone 2 months without it. I can go 2 months without it again.
You say?
Oh, okay.
No, I went 23 years without it.
Yeah. Some of these guys need to figure it out.
But these guys can't go. They're not like us. They can't go 2 months. I mean, they're not.
I'm just saying, Karma. I'm concerned that this has been a great endeavor.
You're right.
I'm concerned.
Yeah. I'm concerned, too, because the first person coming in for the conjugal visit knocks on the door and says, I'm here. I'm here for the gangbang.
You know? Okay, I don't know.
All types of silliness.
I don't know if we can. I'm going to get that one.
I would dump that.
Really? I don't think we can say
that.
It's a
quote from a movie.
Yeah, I think you could. There's a lot of quotes from movies we can't say.
Yeah, I understand it. Usually,
when he was saying
the F word,
he was talking about like a press gathering.
My reporter.
One of my managers is right there. Randy, should I have dumped that?
Manager.
He's giving me the thumbs up.
Johnny was talking about
it. He's a producer.
He was in the. He's in the tree. He's in the tree.
He was. Johnny was. Talking about a gaggle of NBA reporters coming together.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
Yes, I was.
That's always a good explanation to you. As a former instructor of the Illinois Media School, was always a fun thing to explain.
On our final crosstalk, I appreciate you siding with the good kids.
Well, I think that it's in honor of the final crosstalk. It's only fitting that you got dumped.
I appreciate that.
It's only fitting.
That's a fair statement.
I've been dumped before.
The people on Twitch heard it. The people listening on the ESPN
people
Chicago
on
app heard
are
it.
Laughing their aching panache off right
love
now.
It. Of course they are. They love it. They think it's great.
It is a great line, by the way.
I can't even be seen on this thing.
Yes, you can. You're right there.
Waddle can't be seen.
Waddle, the camera's not big enough.
I need to get a 300.
I don't need to be seen.
We need 180 degrees.
We need like a camera that's up. There.
Panoramic view.
Yeah, that it can get everybody in here. Because you can fit.
We need a
There's five mics in here.
Adam's right. We need a panoramic camera so you can get everybody in. Should we let Randy? Oh, God. I thought that was in. I thought Colorado just scored.
I looked up at the soccer game.
No, I've got the hockey game on. Colorado's back on the power play.
Colorado the best team in the league?
I think Colorado's really good. Yeah. And I thought somebody just roofed one and it came back out, but they said it hit the crossbar.
A roofie.
Oh,
a lot of people are on the tweet machine saying, including Tracy Butler, saying, hey, guys, many of us are going to miss the crosstalk, too.
Tracy Butler loves it. She's always driving home and listening to crosstalk. Should we let Merkin do a few birthdays since he was so excited?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is he still there, Merkin? He had his bag earlier.
I think we're running a little late here.
Shut it.
Who's the best birthday today?
Yeah,
who's got the best birthday today?
Judgment. This guy's giving us
Virginia
Dare. By the
way, I think Sylvie's going to join us today. He had treatment today. I think he's going to join us at some point today's show because of firing of Jim Boylan.
If there's one thing I know about Sylvie after working with him for a few years, it is that there is literally nothing, even cancer, will not keep him from rejoicing in the letting go of Jim Boylan.
The Jim Boylan news. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be on at some point to talk about it today. All right, Merk, go ahead. Give us a few good birthdays.
We can go late. It's the last one.
It's the last one.
Come on.
All right. Steve Martin celebrates a birthday.
75. Oh, that's a good one.
75.
That's a good
one. Wild and crazy guy.
Great Steve Martin story. Beth and I were in Vegas a couple years ago at Caesar's Palace, and he was playing with Martin Short, so we bought tickets.
Wow.
And we were in line getting set.
He plays the banjo like an expert. Oh, yeah.
Getting set tickets, and who walks right by us, just like normal people in Caesar's Palace walking to the show, is Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just
to their own show?
Yeah, just walking to their own show, like just right in the middle of Caesar's Palace.
People stop them?
No.
That's kind of crazy.
No, great story.
I love
compelling
Steve Martin.
And compelling and rich.
I think he's absolutely brilliant, and his plumber joke is one of my all-time favorites.
Which one is it?
I can't even do it justice. Just Google Steve Martin plumber joke. It's phenomenal.
One of the most beautiful women still.
My wife? Her birthday's in February 23rd.
My wife.
She's nice.
Halle Berry's 54 today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love
How about that? She's older than us.
Boy, I would have loved to give her justice. Yeah. Like David did.
Mila Kunis is 37
there
today.
There you go.
There's another smoke show.
Mila Kunis was in the five for a love. She probably still is in the five.
Married to...
was she in the Derek Jeter
Ashton
Club?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, she
was
still
she
is?
Ever in the Derek Jeter Club?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Not Mila Kunis.
Former Rookie of the Year today is 64 years old, Mark Fitrich.
Is he in the Derek Jeter Club?
He's
Mark
dead?
Mark the Bird Fitrich.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Don't let that concern you.
Wait a second. You just gave a birthday shout out to somebody who's underground?
How was he ever supposed to hear this?
He's been dead for a while.
At least Steve Martin might hear this.
Fitrich has been dead a while.
Yeah. I'd like to wish Mark Fitrich a birthday.
Merk,
for our final crosstalk, you do that?
That's kind of fitting.
Hey, I'd like to give Ronald Reagan a shout-out. Oh, happy birthday, Ronnie.
Come on. I'm looking right now.
Mark Fitrich is dead. Mark Fitrich died in an accident at his house.
You're right.
Okay. Yes.
2009.
He died, if I'm remembering, he died very sadly. He died in like an, I think he owned a piece of farm.
It was a farming accident.
Oh, was?
He died in a farming accident. Because I think he owned some farmland where he was from in New England.
Combine accident.
Three other birthdays here real quickly. Magic Johnson, 61 today.
That's a good one.
Top five player in my eyes all time.
That's a good one.
Neil Anderson, Tommy's former teammate.
Yeah, Neil. Yeah, let me guess. 56.
Wow, good job. 56.
Number 35.
Great running back.
He had big shoes to fill, and he did a good job.
Yeah, even though he was a Pro Bowler as a special teamer.
Great call. First before harm. Yeah. And finally, he's played baseball in the minor leagues. He was an NFL quarterback. One of the greatest stories Waddle ever told involved him. Tim Tebow is 33 today.
Timmy, are you sure you're left-handed?
You start with him playing. He played minor league baseball. He's one of the best college football players
of all
time.
He might be the greatest college football player of all time.
Minor league baseball player?
He's not the greatest college football player of all time.
He's one of the greatest college football players ever.
He's top 10.
This isn't me being hyperbolic. I've got the two football guys in here agreeing with you.
I'm with Abdallah. You got me agreeing with you. He might be the best. Best college football player ever.
Stop nothing.
You're clueless if you don't think so.
No, easily. Yes.
It's not even close.
I will give you the kid from Clemson who's better than him.
Deshaun Watson.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Merkin. You're so out of your element, dude.
Tim Tebow, his first championship.
Go look at his stats.
Chris Leak.
Go look at his
quarterback
stats.
On that team. He won one championship.
Sounds like somebody's bitter.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Give me Herschel Walker in his prime, Bo Jackson in his prime, Barry
Sanders.
I said top 10. Said the best ever.
I said he's arguably one of the best college football players ever. If you don't think Tim Tebow is one of the 10 best college football players, you are so far out of your element.
He had 32 touchdowns as a sophomore.
It's ridiculous.
Boom.
30 Please. As a junior, 21 Boom. As a senior.
Boom. Give me Jonathan Taylor.
Stop it.
That's just passing. A player from Wisconsin.
Dude, as a sophomore, he had 32 passing and 23 rushing.
JT had the most rushing yards.
50-some tutties.
JT had the most rushing yards ever for someone through their junior
year. Nobody cares about Wisconsin.
How many touchdowns?
Who was the lefty with the weird name?
Who? The left
in Wisconsin? Who was the quarterback?
Hornibrook.
Is he on your top 10?
No, he's not.
I mean,
Melvin Gordon.
He starts with, he played minor league baseball.
That is
amazing. Like, oh, he played minor league baseball for the Mets. Tim Tebow.
Hey,
what?
Hey, next thing I'm going to hear is Altoon.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You're unbelievable.
Merck's packing his stuff and getting
out. Hang on, Rings crosstalk.
Whoa, this is our last crosstalk,
Merck. Abdallah, that was a good catch. Oh, and this guy celebrating a birthday today, he barely made it to AAA for the Mets, guys. Yeah. I wonder, who could it be? Somebody random. Tim Tebow.
You gave us a dead guy from 11 years ago, and you just undersold Tim Tebow.
This might be my favorite crosstalk ever.
This might be the best way to go out, really. I mean, that was the greatest.
He's leaving in anger, too.
That's
He usually walks that way, so we see him. Yeah. He went through the newsroom.
This guy was a failed analyst and barely made AAA for the Mets. A major birthday.
Sounds random.
Who could it be? Oh, it's Tim Tebow, everybody.
He's actually really good on the SEC Network.
No, I know. He's good. He is pretty good, actually.
Is he getting some now?
Oh,
is he what?
Getting some now?
Yeah, is he married?
He's married.
Is he waiting?
Yeah, no, he's married.
There's Merck.
There, Andy.
There you go.
Have a good weekend.
See you, Merck.
Enjoy your IT band this weekend.
Hey, tell Landon Turner we say hi, okay?
Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you.
Isn't he a Wisconsin basketball player? No?
Hey, guys.
Why don't you go out that way? Go out the front door.
Indiana.
Oh, by the way, guys, I don't know. There's a big birthday today. Merck, hold on. Wait, you missed one.
Merkin, there's a big birthday. Hold on. You missed it. Who is it?
He's a big one. In 1984, he was drafted in the 30th round by the LA Kings. He's celebrating a birthday today. Oh, it's Tom Glavine, who won 300 games and a couple of Cy Young Awards, too. It's like, that's the way, if you were celebrating Tom Glavine's birthday, Merkin just would have went, oh, he was drafted in the 30th round by the Kings.
That seems kind of random.
I wonder who it could be. Oh, Tom Glavine.
It's going to be the last time we see Merck at this time of the day, too, isn't it?
50-some-odd touchdowns as a sophomore.
Bayern Munich
up
2-1.
Yeah, he's by far.
Bayern Munich up 2-1.
Yeah, they are. This over is going to cash before halftime.
Oh, what a glorious goal by Ivan Perisic. Ivan Perisic.
That's a cracker right there, isn't it?
Don't
they call a shot that hard a cracker?
Yes, it is.
That's a cracker.
Look at this left foot.
On the move, too. On the move.
Wow. That was a dynamite left foot.
Off the goalie. Off the crossbar.
If he doesn't touch that doesn't go in.
What a glorious goal.
That was
Perisic. Yeah.
All right. I think this crosstalk in honor of crosstalk has had everything. We've gone late. We've dumped Yurko, we've made fun of Merkin, and we've done somewhat play-by-play of a soccer game that very few are watching except for us.
It was over.
No, a lot of people are watching it.
Yeah.
This could have been.
Listen, the goal was already scored.
Around the world, it's probably being watched
by... A lot of guys on Twitch are watching it,
though. Of course they are.
I see people in the chat.
People guys, gambled.
Are we going to watch hockey or soccer from this point
forward? We're going to watch... we got to watch... Come on, I got a bet in here.
Yeah, but once it goes final, can we kick it?
This could have been
the greatest crosstalk ever. Way to go out with a bang, guys.
Away goals, guys. Away goals is important here, so we'll see how far...
My money cash is...
I think my sadness is manifesting itself in an upset stomach.
All right, well, I guess I'm doing the next segment by myself.
I think I'm going to vomit.
My side hurts. I'm laughing so
really?
Hard. Seriously.
Maybe it's appendicitis. Is it on your right side?
No, it's my left side. It's my side. Okay. I'm laughing
Tim
so
Tebow's
hard.
Tim Tebow's ego's in pain, too.
I can't get over it.
Merck's so mad. He had that disappointed look on his face when he left.
He's like, yeah, he played minor league baseball for the Mets and was a failed NFL quarterback. Like, wait, I mean... That's how you described Tim Tebow.
He also had 3 tackles on defense in 1 year.
It's amazing. He is so special.
He had, 53 touchdowns one season?
He had 23. As a sophomore, he had 23 rushing and 32 passing. So 55 touchdowns.
He's easily one of the top 10 college football players of all time.
It's not even close. Yeah. It's not even debatable.
That's as a sophomore.
That was his sophomore season. He won 2 national championships.
Right, now Billy says this as well. This man played in the Chicago White Sox minor league system. Happy birthday, Michael Jordan.
We call that pulling American.
He played 60 games for the Birmingham Barons. In
all right, now Tyler's telling us to break, so we should probably break. Once Tyler tells us to break,
have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, we're all being called into Mike Thomas's office.
Locked because he's gone.
Good luck.
We're on our own today.
I'm just upset we can't play Yankee Doodle Dandy, Carmen, this year in the baseball season. Chris and I'll have to wait till next baseball season.
Wait till the Yankees come back next year. Okay. Good luck. Good luck with Black on the new show. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See all right, fellas.
Waddle and Sylvie are next. The new lineup starts on Monday. Don't forget, 7 a.m.
I'm crying.
It's going to be a Cap and Hood, and then Yurk and I will start at 10, and then Greeny's new show, and Waddle and Sylvie, and Black and Abdallah. So that's the new lineup. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Can we turn the hockey game on now? I mean, the soccer game's already 3-1.
Yeah. We can turn on the hockey now. You can also turn us on Twitch. Watch us on twitch.tv. Or download the Twitch app and follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. The
see
Twitch
my radio,
chat
see my
is
radio tears.
Popping right now. It is popping right now.
Is it popping?
It's
what's
popping.
That mean?
It means there's a lot of people in it.
Oh, look at that. You can actually put your the Twitch thing up on your computer.
I literally only bring my laptop just for Twitch. So, like, this is just going to be the Twitch one because this one.
I hope you're not offended that I'm still melancholy.
I'm not. No. That's fine.
About crosstalk being a thing of the past.
No, why would I be upset by that?
No, I just don't want
Manny
you to
Cole's
take it personally.
Saying that was the best crosstalk ever.
Really?
Manny
I mean,
Cole's.
And
mm-hmm.
There have been some great ones. There have been some great ones. Johnny got dumped. Merkin misdiagnosed the importance of Tim Tebow in college football. I don't know what else to say. I'm torn. I just want to lay down.
Well, while you collect yourself, I'll let people know that the Twitch feed is brought to you by Anthony's and Joliet and Miller Lite. The ESPN 1000 Fantasy Football Championship presented by Miller Lite is back in a 2020 fashion, you know, with the pandemic, coronavirus. Everything's got to be virtual, and this time it's exclusive, all on August 27th. The only way to enter is to go into one of the 10 participating locations and get the text to win code. A lot of these places have great patios, great food, great Miller Lite deals. So go into them and ask them for that fantasy football code. Now through August 23rd, today you can go to Anthony's Restaurant and Pub in Joliet to find your text to win code. Get the code and enjoy some pizza and ice cold Miller Lite on the patio. That's Anthony's in Joliet. Please drink responsibly and go to ESPNFFC.com for more details. I think we're only allowing like 100 people in there. Field Yates is going to jump in the Zoom and talk to people, and then we're going to draft, and I think we're each attached to a league this year, and
we're going to be
participating with people throughout the season. So there's that.
That's good. Boring day of sports, huh? Not a whole lot
going on. As Jim Boylan has been relieved of his duties. It was interesting that what the Bulls tweeted out, that the Jim Boylan has been relieved, and I was like, oh, is he just like happy?
Yeah.
But then, obviously he's been let go.
Look, I'm not one that, I don't revel in people losing their jobs, even guys that I've been an advocate of them being replaced. Okay? I mean, like, I just don't cheer for people to have bad things happen to them. With that said, okay, this was the right decision. Right. However, this was the right decision. Coming from AK and Eversley and everyone weren't you starting to wonder whether or not he was given the full autonomy that we all had hoped he'd been given?
While this is not a surprising move, I was surprised by the move because...
Right, you've been telling us for quite some time that you are concerned that this move was not going to happen.
Well, yeah, because I was just going off of what everybody was reporting. We talked to Malika Andrews. We've talked to
Casey
Joe
Johnson.
Cowley. We've heard from Casey Johnson.
Has been adamant that this is something
basically
that may happen.
Everyone except for Cap, you know, even Brian Windhorst, everybody with great NBA insider info has been saying that because of the financial situation with the pandemic and how Jerry Reinsdorf owns two teams that are hemorrhaging money right now, that one way to save money would be to keep Jim Boylan in a year where we don't know when the season is going to start. We don't know in what capacity the season is going to take place.
I've used this term 1,000 times, penny wise and pound foolish. There's no reason for a $3.5 billion entity to worry about saving $1 million+.
For sure.
When right now what you need to do is get a new voice in that room for this young group that needs to be developed.
Absolutely. And so because of that, I was just surprised that they did it because we heard from so many people to prepare yourselves for another year of Jim Boylan.
Well,
and
I'm glad.
And I did.
I'm not glad that Jim's looking for work, but I am glad that there's going to be, I know these two things fight against each other, but I'm glad that the Bulls made this decision sooner rather than later. Is it directly tied to the end of the regular season? That seems a little bit odd or weird, but because it's been a disjointed season. But mm-hmm.
Well, coming up next, we will hear from Arturis Karnišević. He spoke to the media today. He addressed why the timing, why now, and whether or not the financials came into play and what he's looking for in a coach. We'll hear from the president of Bulls basketball operations. I forgot his title there for a second. The president of Bulls basketball operations. We'll hear from him coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Today, the Chicago Bulls relieved Coach Jim Boylan of his duties.
Were you surprised by that?
I was the one that informed you.
I think you did.
I had my phone. Surprisingly enough, I was not looking at my phone at the time, and you called me and said, "There's our show." And I was like, "What happened? We're talking Blackhawks losing game two, right?" And you're like, "No, the Bulls fired Jim Boylan."
Yeah,
and I'm surprised that it happened. I'm not surprised that they did it. I'm surprised that it happened today. And you know, Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Adam Dahl sitting in for Sylvie. I think that, you know, I didn't even realize that technically it was the end of the regular season
today. Officially, because officially, those teams, well, I mean, there's still a play-in game,
there's a play-in game, but that's technically a playoff game. Right. So the regular season ended yesterday with Portland beating Brooklyn.
It would seem odd if the timing is matching up for that reason. But the truth is that they basically took their time. They did it at their pace. They weren't pressured into making any change because we were all clamoring for it. But ultimately, they did what we all thought was the right thing to do, right? Like, listen, we were never telling KC and others that they were making, "Oh, you don't have the good information." I mean, those guys are dialed in. KC's dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe that he was getting. I was just hoping, you know, I wasn't guaranteeing this was going to take place. I was just hoping that they would come to their senses and they would realize that the entire, I think if you'd have gone with status quo with Jim Boylan as the coach, regardless of the COVID situation, the pandemic, the lack of revenue, all of that stuff, I think that from a revenue perspective, this actually would hurt the Bulls. I've been a believer all along that change was only going to take place when people stopped showing up. In droves.
Well, now they didn't show up, but now they're kind of forced not to show up.
Okay, but prior to the stoppage of the season, what was one of the themes coming out of the United Center? People had finally stopped coming on a consistent basis. Yeah. And that, to me, is one of the biggest reasons why change occurred, because they were no longer filling up the largest or the second largest building all of the NBA. So follow the money, as I like to say all the time.
Mm-hmm. And we went back, you know, this goes back to All-Star Weekend. And when, you know, everybody, that was like the last big event, and how everybody was talking about, you know, behind the scenes, we found out that, you know, the Bulls were looking to move on from the front office. The Bulls were looking to move on from John Paxson and Gar Forman. They eventually did. They hired Arturis Karnišević to be the vice president of basketball operations. He hires Mark Eversley to be the GM. So Arturis met the media earlier today, and here is his opening statement on Jim Boylan.
Jim Boylan cares deeply and passionate about the game and about the Bulls. So the decision to move in a different direction with our head coach is not one was arrived at lightly. Ultimately, my responsibility is to move this organization on a trajectory of success. And it's been apparent from the beginning that this involves making changes. I respectfully acknowledge the hard work and dedication of all of those with this organization that have come before me, but I'm dedicated and committed to cultivating a culture that breeds winning and has its sights set on championships.
And that's what he wants. He came here and he said, "I'm here to win championships." And he did a basketball evaluation, where that means talking to the players, talking to, you know, other people in the organization, and ultimately decided that Jim Boylan wasn't right for the team. He said, "This is strictly a basketball decision."
It was strictly a basketball decision. I think, you know, we had criteria in mind, and we took our time for the past 5 months to get to this decision. And I think it's the right decision for organization.
I agree. And look, I'm, you know, he did it on his time. Not my time would have been right away,
mm-hmm.
But he did it on his time. And the fact that he did it, You know, as a fan, that's what I was looking for. Well, I think it would be like, I always felt that if it would have been going halfway. Like, I don't know that you give the fan base the ultimate feeling of a new start if one of the constants remains. And one of those constants that really was not appreciated for good reason from, you know, by the fan base or by the players for that matter.
Yeah, you can't say that we're going to completely change the front office, change the vibe around, you know, the Bulls and bring in new blood and then keep Jim Boylan for a year just because the financials say to do that and I'm saving $2 million.
I'm not suggesting either that the players should be the ones dictating who the coach is going to be.
Mm-mm.
Or if Zach LaVine or Lauri Markkanen said, no, I won't come back if he's here. Listen, I don't think you give the players the ultimate say in these types of decisions, nor do I think that the new front office did that. You listen to them. But this, to me, was about new start. There was no success. There was no development of young players. Mm-hmm. It just, I mean, like, there was, this wasn't like the Bulls were pointed in the right direction, and Jim Boylan was getting a lot out of Lauri Markkanen, and the development was there, but he was really too hard on them, and they didn't like that he was hard. No, this wasn't about disliking someone that was too rough. This was disliking someone that they didn't think had their best interest in mind, and I think that lack of success on the court was Exhibit A for all of that.
Absolutely. We talked about the timing and how they waited till technically the end of the regular season. Arturis was asked why now and what he's looking for in the next Bulls head coach.
The last day of regular season is today. So I thought the timing was right now. Going into, you know, the lottery and the draft process and, you know, it's an official off season for us. So we thought that it was good timing. And in terms of what we're going to be looking for, you know, we're going to continue focusing on player development and emphasis on player development. Someone who puts, you know, the relationship with players first and is a good communicator. So there are a lot of factors going on in terms of criteria that we're looking at a coach. But again, those are the main ones, and we will start the search immediately.
If you think this is going to be a quick process, too, I would pump your brakes.
Well, I mean, evidence is that they take their time.
It took them 5 months to fire Jim Boylan, and I think if you look at what Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out, he said that some names to be expected to be considered are Denver assistant Wen Unsell Jr. There's obviously a connection there. Former Brooklyn coach Kenny Atkinson, who was let go basically because Kevin Durant and Kyrie didn't want to play for him. Toronto assistant Adrian Griffin, who ESPN... Today, he responded to the allegations by his ex-wife of just horrible, horrible abuse allegations. And the Raptors are investigating that, and it's safe to assume that if the Bulls are going to hire him, that they will do their own investigation.
And that will take some time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Bucks assistant Darvin Ham and a bunch of the Bucks assistants have gone on to coach. And Ime Udoku is another name from the 76ers who could be considered as well, given Mark Eversley's connection to them too. This is going to be a long process. And I think they have time is on their side. We don't know when the regular season is going to start. It might start in December. It might start in January. We have no idea.
Listen, today's a good day. And again, like I said, I don't ever revel in the somebody losing their job. But this is true. This is like the final domino, at least from the front office perspective, that needed to fall. Like you've changed the decision maker. You have obviously given him full autonomy to make these decisions. And this decision has been made. It's not as if they came in and just wanted to insert their own guy. Jim Boylan really, from everybody's perspective, hasn't done anything to impress anybody.
Yeah.
And again, I lay a lot of it at the players. You know, to develop a young player, a lot of it's on the young player. Most of it's on the young player. But there's also a responsibility with the coach. We saw very little to no development. Mm-hmm. We saw some weird behavior, and we saw zero success. So to me, you added new voices. Your vice president or your president of basketball ops, you got a new general manager. It was only a matter of time before they had to pull the trigger on this as well and decide to go in a different direction with the head coach.
Our NBA coverage is brought to you by Kia. Visit Kia.com to see what it means to give it everything, and by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Stephen A. Smith has a warning for anyone that wants to take this Bulls job. We'll share that with you next. This hour is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with discount code Chicago.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Boom, 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 boom,
David Fizdale was fired by the Knicks, and everybody was like, why was he's a good coach? He's a good coach. Probably had some run-ins with ownership and whatnot.
James Dolan.
Yeah. But he's been...
Maybe they wanted to hire Tibbs.
Yeah, that's true. He's been an analyst on First Take and for ESPN during this... ever since he was fired. And the news came out that Jim Boylan was fired. And David Fizdale was asked if he would consider the job, and Stephen A. answered for him.
Hell no. That is not a job you want. Stay away from the job, okay? Zach LaVine can ball. Markkanen can ball. But they don't have a lot of talent. The organization, too many question marks. The Last Dance with Michael Jordan didn't help the organization's reputation. Gar Forman and those boys are going, nobody needs to touch that job right now. Sorry. That's a purgatory. That's a cesspool. They need to clean it up. And since I've known David Fizdale for years, I'm going to speak up for him. Hell no. Don't go nowhere near that job. You're better
David,
off being
Stephen
an assistant
a new agent.
Or getting a job somewhere else than taking the Chicago Bulls job. Not to mention the fact nobody wants to be there from November to March because it's too damn cold. And you spent years in South Beach. You know what I'm
pretty
saying.
Summer,
stay
too.
The hell away from that job. Very simple.
I really hope Stephen A. is not talking to the candidates that the Bulls are going to consider.
Well, I would think that, you know, this with a new set of voices in the front office, it's still Chicago. Like Kyrie and KD went to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like it's not warm and
beautiful all the
there.
Time.
Yeah. So like, listen, I've always been an advocate of warm weather's better than cold weather. And oh, by the way, state taxes here are going to be significantly higher than if you go to Florida where there are no state taxes or some other places.
Yeah.
But I disagree. Like, I think that now that there has been a clean sweep.
Well, that's the other thing. As Stephen A. said, it's a mess still. They need to clean everything up. That's what they've done.
That's what they've done.
They've cleaned everything up. They've cleaned up.
Hell yeah.
And now it's...
Hell no.
Show that you... listen, I think you've shown that they're turning the page and that there's a new voice.
Hell no.
And that new voice has the capacity to make his own decisions.
Hell no.
Because I think that was still on the minds of people.
Oh, yeah, because people said, you know, what's going to happen? And Karnishevich discussed that. He was asked, what does this move signal to fans?
Well, the signal is that we changing things, signals that, you know, we're looking forward to what's come next. And we just felt that, you know, this program needed a change and needed a change now. And I can't wait to find, you know, to find the next coach for this group.
I think people would go to Toronto, wouldn't they? Toronto's a fantastic city.
Oh, Toronto's a great city.
Okay, but yeah. I mean, I checked, I mean, it still can get cold there every now and again.
Hell no.
I mean, so look, I have a different feeling about this Bulls job than I did 6 months ago.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's a better job than today than it has been in a very long time.
Hell yeah.
Listen, prove to me that you can get something out of Wendell Carter Jr. on the offensive end.
Yes.
Show, you know, take Zach LaVine's talents and build on them. Get something out of Lowry Markkanen. Take Kobe, you know, what's Kobe's last name? I already
White.
Forgot. Kobe White's talent and develop that. I'm not telling you they're going to compete for a title or the Eastern Conference Finals, but I think there's a chance for someone who's a good developer of young talent mm-hmm. to step in and get something rolling here.
Who does Mark Schanowski think that the Bulls will bring in to be their next head coach? He'll tell us in just 2 minutes.